أريد أن أنجح وأصير محامية وأكمل دراسي.
The words of some of those in need from countries in crisis around the world in a video released for the launch. With conflicts and natural disasters expected to increase next year, Mr. O'Brien said a generous response now was more important than ever. Launching the Global Humanitarian Overview for 2016 at the UN in Geneva, he said the UN and partners would be targeting 87.6 million people for aid, the most vulnerable part of the global population. He said that providers needed $20.1 billion to do their vital work.
This amount is five times the level of funding we needed a decade ago, and it is the largest appeal we have ever launched. Today, humanitarians deliver more aid in more places and at a higher standard than ever before. Each year, more is expected of us.
International conflict and civil war have been responsible for many of the humanitarian crises that worsened during 2015, said Mr. O'Brien. And as conflicts continued, a simple economic reality could have devastating consequences for refugees and the homeless the world over next year.
The level of suffering in the world continues to outpace the funding we need to address it comprehensively. We approach the end of this year with a record funding gap of $10.2 billion.
The Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Margaret Chan, laid out what the funding shortfalls meant in human terms in the case of Syria.
Our Syrian operation estimates that for every $1 million gap in funding, more than 220,000 people miss out on essential health services. The impact of insufficient resources for healthcare is staggering.
From Yemen to the Central African Republic, Ukraine to South Sudan, the UN and partner agencies were unable to meet the basic needs of millions due to lack of money, said the High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres.
This is the moment for these appeals to be taken seriously, for these appeals to be fully funded, not only at 50%. Of course, it is a lot of money, but if you compare with military expenditure or with the bailouts of the financial system, it's perfectly affordable. And it's not only humanitarian money that is required, it's development money that is required.
And joining the UN's most senior humanitarian officials on stage was Dr. Ahmad Faisal Perdaus of the International Council of Voluntary Agencies. Speaking for the smaller, often more specialist relief groups, he said that if bodies like the UNHCR could just about get by with smaller budgets next year, the same was not true for smaller teams.
Costs are rising by the day. And where are these costs hitting the hardest, the smallest, and sometimes the most effective of NGOs, who happen to be also the most effective implementers of humanitarian action in the field?
Matthew Wells, United Nations.